This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everyone. Agun Chodesh, Parshas Korach. The pasuk says, "Vayikahalu al Moshe v'al Aaron v'yemru aleihem Rav lochem." Enough. Ki chol ho'eda kulam kedoshim. The whole congregation, they're all holy. Uvesoicham Hashem u'madua tisnasu al kahal Hashem. What's the pshat in Rav lochem? The Ben Ishchai wrote a parish on Chumash called Ben Ishchai. He says an incredible pshat. We know that the Amoraim who lived in Eretz Yisrael were called Rebbe, Rebbe Yochanan, Rebbe Abba, Rebbe Nasan. However, the Amoraim who lived in Bavel, they were only called Rav, Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Rav Chizda. What Karch was getting at is, Moshe, you ain't going into Eretz Yisrael. You will never lead us into the Holy Land. You're on a very low level. Rav Lachem, you're just a Rav, you're not a Rebbe. You're not that holy, you're not as holy as you think. You can never take us to the Promised Land. And therefore, Madua Tisnasu al Kahal Hashem, why are you being so arrogant? Ki kol oy dekulam kadosh, we're all holy. You're not holier than us. If you would be a Rebbe, like the Amoraim in Eretz Yisrael, that Rizal explains the secret of the difference between Rebbe and Rav. But says the Ben Ishchai, what Karach was getting at is, Moshe, you'll never take us to the Promised Land. You're not so holy. You're just as holy as all of us. Kulam Kedoshim, we're all holy. You're just a Rav. Madua Tisnasu Al Kahal Hashem, says the Ben Ishchai in the Sefer Ben Ishchai, Parshas Korach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.